The scripture this morning is 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and the 11th through the 21st verses. I'll be reading from the Amplified Version. Therefore, being conscious of fearing the Lord with respect and reverence, we seek to win people over, or to persuade them. But what sort of persons we are is plainly recognized and thoroughly understood by God, and I hope that it is plainly recognized and thoroughly understood also by your conscience or your inborn discernment. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but we are providing you with an occasion and incentive to be rightfully proud of us, so that you may have a reply to those who pride themselves on surface appearances or on virtues that they only appear to have, although their heart is devoid of them. For if we are beside ourselves or mad, as some say, it is for God and concerns him. If we are in our right mind, it is for your benefit. For the love of Christ controls and urges and impels us, because we are of the opinion and conviction that if one died for all, then all died. And if he died for all, so that all of those who live might live no longer to and for themselves, but to and for him who died and was raised again for their sake. Consequently, from now on, we estimate and regard that no one, from a purely human point of view, in terms of natural standards or value, no, even though we once did estimate Christ from a human point of view, as a man, yet now we have such knowledge of him that we know him no longer in terms of the flesh. Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creature altogether. The old, previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. But all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself, or received us into favor, brought us into harmony with himself, and gave us to the ministry of reconciliation, that by word and deed we might aim to bring others into harmony with him. It was God, personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself, not counting up and holding against men their trespasses, but canceling them, and committing us to the message of reconciliation, of the restoration of favor. So we are Christ's ambassadors, God making his appeal as though it were to us. We, as Christ's personal representatives, beg you for his sake to lay hold of the divine favor now offered to you and be reconciled to God. For our sake he made Christ virtually to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in and through him we might become endued with, viewing as being in and examples of, the righteousness of God, what we ought to be, approved and acceptable in the right relationship with him by his goodness.